siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 15 kuNkwenkwezi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ngesikhathi imali ilokhu yisilela elizweni, ingcwethi ezicubungula ezomnotho welizwe kanye lamabandla ezombusazwe banika amacebo uhulumende angawathatha ukulungisisa umnotho welizwe.
Into abalenhloli ukuyenza yikuthi bakhulume iSouth Africa ukwenzela ukuthi kumele kusetshenziswe maybe mhlawumbe iRand, ngoba iUS dollar yiyo ebulele i-economy yaseZimbabwe, ngoba iUS dollar ikhuphuke kakhulu. Akula muntu ofuna ukuthi khona asebenzise i-dollar ekhaya, ngoba akula production ekhaya.
Iningi labantu emaphandleni lithi lilokhu lingatholi usizo olweneleyo lokudla uhulumende kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, njengoba lingavunanga lutho emasimini ngenxa yokungani kuhle kwezulu.
Abantu, for example, ukudla kuyabuya uyeshicanisa ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi abatsha yibo abathola ukudla okufuze kutholwe yizalukazi. Nxa sikukhangela lokho sibone ngani i-food politics eyenzakalayo.
Njengenjayelo, sizalethulela eziphathelane labatsha. Silontungamile Inkomo we-Studio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ngesikhathi imali ilokhu isilela elizweni, ingcwethi ezicubungula ezomnotho elizwe kanye lamabandla ezombusazwe banika amacebo uhulumende angawathatha ukulungisisa umnotho welizwe. Lokhu kwenzakala kule ndwendwe ezinde kwamanye amabhanga elizweni, iningi lizama ukufinyelela imali, njalo lebhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe lizama amacebo okulungisisa lolu daba. Asizweni umbono wengcwethi kwezomnotho welizwe umnumzana Masimba Kuchera ngalolu daba.
Ugovernor ube promoter into yokuthi abantu basebenzise i-plastic money, ama-cards landline. Kodwa kuyadura ukuthi usebenzise into lezi lapha eZimbabwe. Ngesinye isikhathi esidluleyo bekuyi $2 something ukuthi uthenge usenzise i-switch. So ngeke kwenzakala ukuthi abantu basebenzise i-plastic money nxa udura okunje. So kumele yena ugovernor akhulumele ama-banks sehlise ama-charges usenze amanye ama-alternatives anjenge-plastic money. Akhulumele ama-mobile money operators sehlise futhi ama-charges transfer izimali lokusenza izimali senza ama-mobile network operators abo eco-case landline. Nxa kuyukuthi ama-charges ayabe ephansi, abantu bayakusebenzisa, ngoba nxa ukwanisa ukuthi uthenge okufunayo akula ndaba ukuthi uyasebenzisa i-cash yini kumbe usebenzisa i-plastic money. Kodwa nxa kudura ukuthi amanye ama-alternatives angikhona ayadula kakhulu, abantu bayabe bengamafuni.
Kodwa uhlelo olunjalo lungathatha isikhathi esinganani ukuthi konke kubuyele kukuhle imali ibe khona?
Ngibona njengani nxa kuyukuthi ama-banks kathesi esithi yena esithi wona sebe-reduce ama-charges abo, ama-mobile network operators se-reduce ama-charges abo. Uku-encourage abantu ukuthi basebenzise i-plastic money ngathatha isikhathi esilutshwane kakhulu. Bese sibona ukuthi into ezinjengama-limits kumali esingasuke withdraw ema-banks, imali abantu abangaphuma layo lapha eZimbabwe ba-enforce okungama-limits, kungenzakala ukuthi i-cash yabe itholakala mbijana.
Lo umnumzana Masimba Kuchera, ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho welizwe, ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Umnumzana Walter Nsunungule Mbongolwane, ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho welizwe, uvumelana lo mnumzana Masimba Kuchera ngokusebenzisa imali yama-rands eSouth Africa.
Ilizwe laseZimbabwe lisenkingeni. Into abalenhloli ukuyenza yikuthi bakhulume lelizwe eliseduze iSouth Africa ukwenzela ukuthi kusetshenziswe maybe mhlawumbe iRand, ngoba iUS dollar yiyo ebulele i-economy yaseZimbabwe, ngoba iUS dollar ikhuphuke kakhulu yayenza ukuthi imisebenzi yonke iphume. Akula muntu ofuna ukuthi khona asebenzise i-dollar ekhaya, ngoba akula production ekhaya. So nxa kungela production i-dollar yonke izaphuma iye phandle kwelizwe. So into efanele iyenzakale ukuthi kabakhulume bangene ku Rand Union ukwenza ukuthi khona kube lula ebantwini ngoba iRand bangakhuluma le South Africa kungaba ngcono ngoba izinto ezinovela bazithenga eSouth Africa.
Lo umnumzana Walter Sonongoli Mbongolwane ingcwethi ecubungula izomnotho welizwe obekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Siphinde saxoxa lomnumzana Sam Siphepha Nkomo umsekeli kamkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele People's Democratic Party ngalolu daba.
Yawu kufanele kwenzakale okwakathi ukuthi uhulumeni lo umgazi ledingi yakhe. Sabarizayi nebatho ukuthi hayi into leyisekula. Asibizana neni maZimbabweni. Sifome uhulumeni wabantu bonke. Oza lungisela ama free and fair election nalo a correct economy le njengoba sekusiba nama election ngaphandle kubana kwenzakale lokho for as long as izana uPF is preparing now for 2018 uthube lama election vele okunye lokho kuyikhona manje vele bengakwazi bona ngokwabo anyway kuzaba inani issue obukathi kulo ama elections ngoba bathanda kakhulu ipower so ukufanele kwenzakale ukuthi kube izalo PF izayine ende kube lukhulumende i-transitional authority obambileyo only for a time until kuze kube lama election kulungiswe lama election ukuthi angatshontshwa as is usual.
Lo umnumzana Sam Siphepha Nkomo umsekeli kamkhokheli webandla le-PDP sixoxelaye esetsholotsho. Abantu emaphandleni lithi lilokhu lingatholi usizo olweneleyo lokudla kuhulumende kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo njengoba lingavunanga lutho emasimini ngenxa yokungani kwezulu eleneleyo elizweni. Okunenge ngokwehlela abahlala emaphandleni asikuzweni kungxoxo lomnumzana Bhekilifa Sibanda, usenator weMathebeleland South wokubandlale MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ukuze sizwe ukuthi kwenzakalani esigabeni sakhe.
Abantu balezikhalazo ngizakupha ama examples athize abantu for example ukudla kuyabuya uyefiqanisa ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi abatsha yibo abathola ukudla okufuze kutholwe izabukazi nxa sikukhangela lokho sibone ngani i-food politics eyenzakalayo asinakekeli izinswelo zabantu nxa i-member ye-national executive ye-MDC uyakhangela further than iMathebeleland South angisukumise indikimba eParliamente ngendaba akade sikhohlakele eMathebeleland Zambezi Water Project ngoba lihlupho esilalo kwelamaNdebele abantu njalo okunye ngikutholayo ukuthi ukwethuselwa lokuyama abethuselwa ngakho ngegukura wundi lokhu kukhona engqondweni zabantu nxa ukhuluma labantu ukuthi kanti lingeza so bathi silokwesaba. Lezi ndaweni lapho esawina khona njenge-MDC esile majority ama councillors and so on abantu lokhu becatsha ngoba balokwesaba okuthize.
Lilamandla yini njengabo senator ukuthi lingaletha inguquko ukudla kwabiwe kuhle lokunye okuhluphayo nje kulungiswe khonapho esigabeni?
Amandla khona nkosikazi kawakho in the sense that wena njengosenator uyafaka imbono uzama ukuqondisa ukuthi kuhambe njani mhlawumbe ukukhona kungalunga mhlawumbe ungekho kuyabuyela khona phana ngoba ubuphangi sobubunengi kuleli lizwe abantu abaningi abasezikhundleni kwesinye isikhathi ezingayisizo ezokuphakulela abantu ukudla yibo abafaka umthetho wokuthi ya lina lavotele MDC lizakhawula. Asibuyeleni kulokhuyana okusesintwini ukuthi abantwana bevele bahlephunelana ingqondo lentethe.
Lithole impendulo esuthisayo yini ngohlelo lweMathebeleland Zambezi Water Project?
Hayi, iSenate izayixukuxa. Okunye engikucelileyo ukuthi kuSenate siyakhuluma izinto size siziphethe kungabanga lo minister obuye wazophendula. Ngifake isikhalazo esisobala ukuthi indaba le iqine kangaka iqhakatheke kangaka ukuthi ifuna impendulo esuka kuhulumeni.
Lo ngusenator weMathebeleland South umnumzana Bhekilifa Sibanda ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumakakasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930, 6065 laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet. Ukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Yesilichiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli inkomo weStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama ngontungameli inkomo. Lamhla siqhubeka sikhulumisana labangene kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Selomunye wabo unobukhosi Ndlovu. Nobukhosi, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga.
Lutshona uhlelo lolukuwe?
Hayi, ngizwanthokoza kakhulu ukuba ngithole ithuba lokuba ngomunye wabazaya kuMandela Washington Fellowship. Ngibona kulithuba elihle sibili eziyanceda ukuthi ngifunde into eziningi ezenzakala kwamanye amazwe ase-Afrika nakhona ngale kwelase-America.
Kahle kahle kuyini okwenzayo, msebenzi bani owenzayo?
Mina ngisebenza nabalimi, ibhizinisi lami ngelokuvalue addition into ezilimo. Into engiyenza kakhulu engaziwa ngayo khathesi idobi. Ngithola idobi, ngithenga amazambane kwabalimi besifazane abakomtoko komrewa. Bese ngachola yenza idobi, okunye ngiyaphakheja engamazambane.
Ithiwa yini inkampani yakho?
Ithiwa yi-NutriFood. Kuma-supermarket uyathola kule Nutri-Peanut Butter, ithole i-Nutri-Salt, ithole le Nutri-Amatemba namabhudi.
Uyisungule nini?
Ngo-July 2018. Ngathi ngiqeda isikolo, ngafunda e-Midland State University eGoli. Ngithe ngiqeda isikolo, lapho ikhampani engangenzelwe kuyo i-attachment, ethiwa i-Headhunters Consulting Services, bangithatha bhekhe ukuthi ngizosebenza khona ngale. Ngasebenza e-Headhunters ngine-business development manager wakhona ngale. Kodwa mina inhloso yami kusukela ngesikolo, bengingumuntu othanda into zokuthengisa, into zamabhizinisi. Ukuthi esikolo e-MSU ngabe ngaphiwa ithuba lokurana i-campus tuck shop. E-MSU lama-tuckshop angu-2 ngingasikhathi esisemangazi. But ngesikhathi ngisesikolo ama-tuckshop angu-2 enye iranwa yisikolo enyephiwa ku-student ebe-achivile ukuyenza i-business plan ababeyikhethe ukuthi arane i-tuckshop. Kungaba ngomunye wama-student eyarana i-school tuckshop. So into zokuthengisa zokuzenzela ibhizinisi zezinto engangizenza. Ngisesikolo njalo ngahamba eBotswana ngigijime ngiyokodwa impahla ngiyothengisela abanye abantwana besikolo. So ngithena ngiqeda isikolo ngaqasa isebenze e-Headhunters. But inhloso yami, isifiso sami sasukuthi ngiqalise yami ikhampani. Ngifunde ngokwami. So ngangihlala ngilokhu engizikhuthaza ukuthi kumele kufike isikhathi sokuthi ngiqalise okwami. Ngithe sengiqeda ukwenza i-masters yami, ngase ngithi angande kuyimadlane nje oncane ngangusevile. Okwempahla lokuthengisa impahla mbhode abantu nakusuze kuyo. Akuso into engenza funa ukuyenza in the next 10-20 years. Ngithe ibhizinisi eliza nginceda ukuthi even sengikhulile ngiyabe ngihlezi phansi ngiliqhubekela phambili. Lingancedisi mina kodwa lincedisa umphakathi. Ngase ngithi hayi, umama sisakhula wayechola idobi, wele kuwumshina kwakho okuncane ayekufaka etafuleni ayichola idobi ethengisa. Ngase ngithi hayi, indaba angazama okwedobi. Ngase ngidinga ama-quotation, ngase ngithole ukuthi imali efunakala ukuthi ngithenge umshina lokuqalisa i-production nemali engangiyisevile kwakungahambelani. Ngase ngi-approach i-microfinance ethiwa i-Vel microfinance. I-Vel microfinance yayingesikhathi sonesi babe sithi ba-empower abafazi ubumeni business, abafazi abakubhizinisi. Mhlanhla ngahamba ngabatshela indaba yami ukuthi hayi, ngibuqalisa ikhampani kodwa le mali engaka. But ayihambelani le mali efunakalayo ukuthi ngiqalise. Base besithi ule-collateral yini. I-collateral ngilayo ngokuyimoto wamkhonoko oncane ngihamba ngakho, angikwazi imali encida ngani. Wathi hayi, imali efunayo le moto layo vele awuhambelani, kushuthiwe nola-collateral. Baqala bengani bala, but mina nxa into sengiyifunile ngumuntu lwana obusuqala ukuthi into zenzakale. Ngaye nalokhu embuyela kube ngibakhonvisa, ngiba-explainele ukuthi ngingadingisa idobi lami, ngingachola so ngathola amazamba, ngizakhipha imali engaka, ngiyalibhadala imali engaka. Bathena sebenzile, bavuma ukungipha iloni. Bathi sebengiphile iloni, ngihamba ngathi i-collateral yami seliyabambe imishina leli, bathi kuze ngiqeda ukuyibhadala sisiba ngiyami. Bangiphi imali, ngihamba ngangithenga imishina yami ngangezelelayo, ngiqalise ukuchola.
Ngezinye indlela nobukhosi liyakhula ibhizimusi ngendlela ekusuthisayo ngempela.
liqalisa i-business kwaze kwaba last year, ukuqalisa kwa last year. Hayi makhulu kuhle sibili lami ngithokoza nganti ngingakhangela ngibona ukuthi hayi into zeyayithi. But kuthenga last year 2016 World March into zaqalisa ukuba statement zingasamanga ukuhle. Kwangani sesikwi-statement khathesi asisalikhuli.
Emelika ulanda zifundo bani?
Business and entrepreneurship.
Uzabo kuliphi college?
It's a Evanston, but in university I'm going to say Northwestern University. It's a Evanston.
Hayi, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo nobukhosi. Siyabonga.
Nami ngibonge kakhulu.
Belilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Sixoxa lomunye waba kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship, uNobukhosi Ndlovu. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo umuntu ngamilinkomo.
Sibonge uNtungameli Nkomo e-Studio 7 obesethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo. Ngesizwe umculo kaNothando Ndlovu esithi umthandazo wenkosi.
Baba, baba, ngiguqile ngalesi sikhathi ngicela ukusizwa nguwe. Wena Jehova onomsa wonke, wena baba wentandane, wena ongela kuthi umuntu akanayo imali osithanda sonke Nkosi emhlabeni. Ngiyakhuleka baba ngalesi sikhathi Jehova onomsa ukungihlenga baba phakathi kwezitha zonke ebengiphila nazo emhlabeni. Ngesakho isandla baba ngaphumelela ngegama likaJesu. Ngiyakhuleka Jehova onomsa ngalesi sikhathi. Abanye ababengikhomba baba bethi angeke ziphumelele, angeke ezenze lutho, uzokuzwana ningathi kuze kube nini. Ngegama likaJesu baba wase Nazaretha, okwathi lapho nala inhliziyo yami ingasavumi, wangiphakamisa Jehova onomsa, wangibeka kwesakho isandla, ngakhanya Jehova onomsa, ngaphumelela ngegama likaJesu wase Nazaretha. Wena Nkosi ongahlulwa yilutho, ngiyacela baba ukubusiswa ngalesi sikhathi Jehova onomsa. Ngizile Nkosi phambi kobuso bungobakho Jehova onamandla. Ngize kuhlisa Jehova onomsamo ehlame ebheke phansi. Ngicela Nkosi yami kusizwa Jehova onomsa, ukuthi nalapho Nkosi yami ma izitha sezingivukela mazingaphumeleli Nkosi. Ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha, wena Nkosi owabonisa impuphuthi ingaboni, wena Nkosi owahambisisa igoga singaboni, pho kungahlulani ukubana nami ungisize ngalesi sikhathi Jehova onomsa. Ngicelela Nkosi yami ukukhanyiselwa nguwe Jehova onomsa. Engekho Nkosi yami omunye uNkulunkulu engamkhonza, kodwa Nkosi yami ngibeka Nkosi yami lolu thando lwami phambi kwakho Jehova onomsa. Ngivule Nkosi yami nenhliziyo yami ngokupheleleyo Jehova onomsa. Wena Nkosi inqaba yenqaba owasiza uHana lapho Nkosi yami owayeopha igama likaJesu, uthe ngokuthinta Nkosi yakho ingubo wathola ukusindiswa. Yikho ngithi angeke ngize ngililahle ithemba Jehova onomsa, ngoba sekunzima Jehova namandla. Ngizobambelela kuwe Nkosi yami, noma umhlaba sunyakaza baba, ngizobambelela kuwe Jesu. Ngivumele ngithi uyinkosi yamakhosi edlula wonke amakhosi emhlabeni. Ungubaba wabobaba ophezu kwabo bonke obaba emhlabeni. Ungumama njalo phezu kwabo bonke omama. Ungudade wethu odlula udade wethu ozalwa ngumama. Ungumfo wethu odlula umfo wethu ozalwa ngumama. Ngoba nalapho ma inhliziyo siphukile, wena Nkosi awukazi ungiphoxe. Nalapho Nkosi yami inhliziyo yami sikufulathela, wena Nkosi yami awukazi ungidlale. Ungiphakamisa njalo Jehova onomsa, nalapho Nkosi sengiyehlile emoyeni. Nalapho Nkosi yami senginezihlungu, nalapho Nkosi yami sengisebuhlungwini.
Ukuze kugqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Ngesikhathi imali ilokhu isilela elizweni, ingcwethi ezigcumula ezomnotho elizwe kanye lamabandla ezombusazwe banika amacebo uhulumende angawathatha ukulungisisa umnotho welizwe. Selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
You have have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.